Dear friends, I am Yeshua, your brother, and I rejoice in being with you today. Today, you celebrate Christmas, the dawn of a new light, symbolized by your Christmas trees, the green in winter time, and the little lights that are a symbol of connection and warmth. And on this day, I would like to remind you that the source of all light, of all warmth and connection is within you. You are this light. You are the connectedness you are seeking. Very often, you feel this hole deep inside of you, this emptiness and the meaninglessness that accompanies it. So you feel lost and you feel disconnected. And this is surely the worst feeling that you are confronted with in your life. There are a lot of things that a human being can bear. Illness, death of a loved one, all kinds of desperate situations and challenges. But when you feel disconnected from your light within, from your true origin, then you cannot make sense of anything at all. And then all experiences become meaningless. And this is even so for the positive experiences. They become like fragments. You may feel excited and happy for a moment, but it's not connected to a bigger framework, a meaningful whole. Meaning can only be found when you go beyond the level of your conditioned personality. And by that I mean the part of you that has become completely absorbed by what society tells you, and therefore by what fear dictates to you, because society and the average awareness around you is very much still dictated by fear and the need for control, the need for security, the need for power. So when you are absorbed by this vibration, this level of awareness, then you are, your personality is disconnected from your soul, from who you truly are. You have forgotten about yourself. And when I speak of the soul and how to connect with it, you don't know what I'm talking about. Because once you are identified with this personality, this part of you that feels lost and frightened, because it has become imprisoned by the fears of collective consciousness, when I speak to this personality, it's hardly aware of what I'm talking about. And then this part of you, this personality part, conditioned by the collective fears, conditioned by the past, it may feel desperate. So it may scream out like, yes, tell me what my soul's purpose is. What is it that I need to do? What is my mission? How can I know and about my guides, and how can I receive clear guidance about what to do? So, but this very question, this screaming out of the fearful personality, is based not on a vibration of trust, not on the realizations that you are much more than your personality. This kind of yearning for spiritual answers is often itself a sign of fear and of limitation. So when you truly want to step out of the conditioned part of you, the personality that is imprisoned in fear and in judgment or thoughts of limitation, when you truly want to step out and reconnect with your true light, which is the real meaning of Christmas, the birth of Christ consciousness, then you need to become aware, not just intellectually, but from the heart, that you are truly much more than your personality. And so this is what my message is today. I'm inviting you to shift your awareness within. And to breathe consciously, to relax, and imagine that your intuition is like a light that you switch on now. It's a level of consciousness, but it's not about thinking. It's not this feverish thinking about what is my goal in life, what is my mission, what should I be doing now, how should I overcome my sadness, my anger, my blockages. No, it's not this type of mental working on yourself. When I ask you to switch on the light of your intuition, I'm asking you to open your heart and just feel yourself and on this Christmas day, feel what wants to be born inside of you. What wants to be born is already there. It's in your soul. But it wants to become more present, more manifest, more there in your daily life. So your intuition is really quiet. It's sensing, feeling, observing from the heart. Focus on you, your whole being, not just the fears, the issues, the problems that you perceive, but feel your essence. Very quiet. Your essence, your soul, is a grand being. It has been around, truly. You have been around. You have manifested yourself in so many lives, in so many different forms and bodies throughout the universe. You are truly a grand and vast being. So this being with a capital B isn't really so much concerned with the everyday issues you face. They may seem to be overwhelmingly important to your smaller self, the personality that's so much caught up in everyday life and struggling with the fears that it has been told are so real and need to be overcome, need to be controlled. So, but if you tune into this deeper level, this vastness, this multidimensional being that you truly are, then you can start to feel that all these worries do have some meaning, but everything only starts to make sense once you are connected with your essential being, with your true self. And you can never get there through worrying, through thinking or fighting, working hard, struggling. You need to relax into your greater self. Breathe out and let go of this frequency of fear and worry that you often surround yourself with. Be still and listen. Feel the energy that wants to flow into your heart right now. It may feel like a cosmic energy, and it's the energy of something new, of something that yearns to become one with you and be truly born on Earth. This energy is light and has the vibration of a new future, more carefree, less fearful, less conditioned by the past. And now open your heart to this new energy. Sense the liberation. Allow it to flow into your heart and into your abdomen, your root chakra at the base of your spine, and into your legs. Upper legs, lower legs, feet, so that it really touches the ground, touches Mother Earth. Your soul's energy is meant to dwell here, not somewhere up there, but right here inside your physical body, and removing the limiting beliefs of the past. The past is not just the collective energy that has been passed on generation by generation, influencing people. It's also your own past lives. You are literally part of the past. And your past lives often still carry unresolved energies inside them. And the miracle of what's happening right now on Earth, especially in you as lightworker souls who are completing your cycle of lifetimes on Earth, you are truly in this stage of completion. That's why you sometimes feel old and you feel like you don't fit in. But this sense of being old is not bad at all. It's a sign of completion. And so these past lives of yours, or more precisely, these fragments of your soul which are somehow still stuck in the past, stuck in fear or in pain of rejection, self-denial, all this typical kind of trauma that you're dealing with as lightworkers, these parts know that you are potentially their liberator. You have the awareness to set them free. This is how you end your cycle of lifetimes on Earth. By sending your light, your original soul's light, to all the manifestations of your soul, all these incarnations, and releasing them from limitations that keep them like stuck, repeating patterns. When you in your life, your current life, are repeating patterns like certain survival mechanisms, certain negative ways of thinking, feelings of distrust, feeling resistance towards life on Earth, all kinds of emotional patterns and habits, perhaps addictions. You are partly acting out past life reactions to past life trauma. So it's like you are, in a way, like you are many personalities at once, but they all belong to you. They're all manifestations of your unique soul. And so this lifetime offers the opportunity, because your light has now reached a high degree of maturity. And it may be challenging, but you do have the opportunity right now to send light to your own past. Because although you may still feel disconnected often, or feel gloomy or depressed or doubtful about whether you're fulfilling your purpose, your awareness is in general much higher than in any of your past lives on Earth. You released so much. You have gone through a deep and meaningful cycle of both lifetimes as offender, perpetrator, abusing power, acting out from the ego. You've had this stage. You've also had the stage of letting it go and going through lifetimes as a victim, feeling rejected, going through abuse, fear, trauma. You have seen both sides. You have seen the light and the shadow part of being incarnated as a human being on Earth. And you are releasing judgment. Some of you are still clinging to judgment because this distinction between light and dark and the notion of fighting darkness in the name of light is somehow still appealing to you. But in essence, this is feeding your past personality, which still feels caught up in duality. But the future you has let go of judgment. And this is why the future you holds the promise of embodying Christ consciousness on Earth, in this life, in your current life. And so to get there, you need to realize how vast you are. You are doing a great thing. You are integrating your past lives. There is this saying from the Bible, the meek shall inherit the earth. And I'm inviting you to connect to that meek spot inside your heart. The heart-based consciousness there, which does not judge, does not fight, does not want to strike back, doesn't want to conquer. Here, Christ consciousness is born in you. Here, you and I are one. We are Christ consciousness together. Christ consciousness is limitless, has no boundaries. When you truly align with Christ consciousness, you feel liberation, because the boundaries of your personality, especially the fearful past bound personality, you feel that the boundaries of it dissolve. You feel that there's something bigger that wants to guide you gently push you forward. This is the guidance you're really looking for. Not answers from the outside. There is no authority outside of you who knows what's best for you to do. This is truly the time in which you are invited and challenged to find your inner authority, the Christ light flowing through you, merging with your unique soul's frequency. That's the beauty of you. You are unique and at the same time deeply connected with the whole. So again, go to this meek and quiet part inside your heart. Be open to the future. Be ready to release the past. Invite the new, the liberated you to enter your life. Allow it to ground itself. feel this light inside your heart. How it brings warmth and connection. How it enables you to love yourself and love others as they are. No need to change them, no need even to change yourself. You accept things as they are and notice the beauty in it. You allow all things to flow as they flow. You move along with life instead of resisting it. And you remember yourself, your vastness. You don't get caught up in the details too much. Please do go within regularly to get your perspective right, your priority. Your priority always is to sense the light within, your soul's presence. Not to get caught up in the prison of the past, the fear-based personality. Your one priority is to step out of that and to remember your greatness, to breathe it in and to sense it with your heart, not the mind. And from there, a new flow will unfold, which may seem miraculous at times. You do not need to figure it all out with your mind. The future will unfold. Unexpected things may happen. But whatever happens, your primary focus should be on staying connected with the bigger you, the you that has gone through all these multiple lifetimes. The bigger you that has acquired wisdom and compassion and love. This is what we are celebrating now, that you arrived at this point. The potential is there. You can step out of the past. You can heal the past. You can be here now from a level of Christ awareness. Connect now with all those who are listening to this message right now or at a later time. And sense the field of awareness, the awareness awakening in all of you. A new wave of consciousness is entering the earth dimension. It's full of hope and renewal. Seeds are being planted. You are bringing in a new dawn. Love yourself. Respect yourself. And rejoice in being you. Thank you for sharing this moment with me and all of us. We love you. And we never leave your side. We are connected always. Merry Christmas. Thank you.